If you have your Bible, turn tonight to John chapter 4. John chapter 4, St. John chapter 4. If you have your place, stand with us and honor the reading of God's Word. Amen. John chapter 4, want to begin reading at, let's just begin reading at verse 33. Therefore said the disciples unto one to another, hath any man brought him aught to eat? And Jesus said unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is that saying true, one soweth and another reapeth. I sent you to reap that whereon ye bestowed no labor. Other men labored, and ye are entered into their labors. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman which testified, he told me all that ever I did. So when the Samaritans were come unto him, they besought him that he would tarry with them, and he abode there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own word. And said unto the woman, now we believe not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he said, and now after 2 days he departed thence and went into Galilee, for Jesus himself testified that a prophet hath no honor in his own country. I want to preach tonight for just a few minutes, if God will be my help, on this thought. White already. White already. As we see this in the Word of God, we see the story, the woman at the well, and the Lord speaks to her, and he tells her about the salvation being of the Jews, and he begins to minister to her about the Spirit of God and that touch of God and the spiritual worship that the church will have, that the church has. Amen. Praise God. And he said, if you're going to worship him, are going to worship him in spirit and in truth, that the spirit and the truth might move upon our hearts and give us that we need in these last days that we live. We're seeing a dark time, a dismal time in the world around us. But I thank God he's a God that's still shining out, and he's a shining bride, and folks are still seeing and recognizing that light. Amen. I want to say praise God. The world don't know nothing about that light. But I'm thanking God that there's something down inside a man, a woman, a boy, and a girl that's illuminating to the truth of the Word of God. I'm thinking there's some people in the world today that would like to have some truth. And there's a lot of people today. He said the fields are white already, and they need to be illuminated, praise God. They need that light because they're white already to harvest. So we need to be realizing today God is going before us, and he's preparing a way, and he's preparing a people, and he's prepared us to share with them and give them just a little nugget so that they might get in and be saved. What God's wanting from me and you today is just a little bit of allegiance to him, a little bit of submission, and a little bit of cooperation. Amen. You know, it's a funny thing to me. I was thinking about it that we tend to try to cooperate with everybody, but we don't cooperate much with God. Amen. Oh, me. Amen. But we'll try to be cooperative with everybody else, but we won't cooperate with God. But God said that the Lord says here that the fields are white, all ready to harvest. They asked him, said, you need to eat. He said, Master, you need to eat. He said, I've got food that you know not of. He said, I've got heavenly manna, praise God, that I come to pass out. He said, I come to give it in a liberal fashion. He said, it's food that I have. It says to do the will of the Father and to finish his work. I wonder today if we really got finishing on our mind. Amen? Do you hear what I said? I wonder if we've got finishing on our mind. If you go down to the workplace, you have a task to perform, and you want to perform it to satisfaction. Amen? But I'm just wondering if our task is getting away from us. He said we're supposed to be Christian. We're supposed to be going into highways, hedges, and compelling people to get in so God's house might be full. Amen. So that heaven will be overflowing one day with those that we love. But I just wonder about our hearts. Do we have the compassion that we need today in the lateness and the hour that we live? When we see folks going by the wayside, we see people that's deceived and dissuaded all around us. But is God stirring in our own hearts to do something about it? Praise the Lord. We need to be, He said the fields are white already to harvest, amen. They're already there. I mean, the fields are there. The people's there. The harvest is there. And it said it's white to harvest. Now, if you look in Matthew chapter 9, verse 37, 38, the Bible says, then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Verse 38, it says, he said, pray you therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Who's the harvest belong to? The harvest belongs to God. Amen. He said, we need to pray. He said, pray you the Lord of the harvest. It's his harvest, praise God. And he said, it's his. He said, pray that he'd send laborers into his harvest. Amen. Dr. Luke says in Luke 10 and 2, he says, therefore saith he unto them, the harvest truly is great. Amen. Matthew says it's plenteous. Luke says it's great. He said, there's people everywhere that's needing some help from the Lord. There's people all over it said that's needing. He said it's plenteous, it's great, amen. There's people that's getting in and getting directed, praise God, in the right path. He said, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, there it is again, that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. Amen. So what are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I'm saying there's a whole harvest out here that needs to be gathered in. There's a harvest out here that needs to be gathered in. And we need to be about the harvesting. Amen? The Lord's given us direction. He's already told us to go. He's given us a commission, the great commission, to go into the world and preach the gospel, to tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ, to lift up the name of our Savior everywhere that we go. But we've been sleuthful in that, haven't we? The reason the world's the way it is now is because of our negligence. We've been negligent to lift up the name of the Lord. And I've found out there's a whole lot of people out there. Here lately, everywhere I go, I've found people that's interested in the Word of God. They're interested in truth. There's been so many lies that spread in this world, people don't know what to believe no more. Amen? People are confused. People are frustrated. People are aggravated. But praise God, I'm glad they still a truth. They still a foundational truth in Christ Jesus, our Savior. And He said, we just need to be lifting up the name of Jesus. People want that. They want to hear it. Amen. These people that were brought up in churches, fundamental Bible-believing churches just like his, and they've got away from it, and they're just looking for somebody to come along and give them just a little nugget to unction them back in the direction where they need to go. Amen. A lot of our children, Brother Billy, are just looking for, they're looking for something in the world that they'll never find to give them that peace and joy, that happiness down their soul. But praise God, there's a God of heaven that promised He's got it, He has it, and He wants to give it out in a liberal fashion. Amen. He said the fields are white already to harvest. Amen. But now the Bible says that the harvest belongs to the Lord. It's His harvest. Amen. He's laying them out there. He's getting them ready. He's preparing them. I mean, getting them ready to receive the gospel of Jesus Christ. Getting them ready, praise God. The harvest is ready. They're white already. Now, whiteness on the grain, the whiteness of the harvest, that's a sign that it's ripe. I got to thinking on this. I was really pondering, praying on this morning. I thought, glory to God, have we totally missed the point? Have we missed the mark? He said the fields are white already to harvest. He said the fields are ripe. They're ripe for the picking. They're ripe to be plucked. Praise God. But I'm just wondering if you have the ripe versus the overripe. A fella called me today and he said, you know what? Your hay, I was going to cut and bear for you. He said it's overripe. It's just the seeds, the grains fell off. It's a lot of stems. He said, I don't believe it'd be much good for your horses. Amen. I thought, oh my, I was hoping to get all of it in the first cutting because you don't ever know if there'll be a second. Amen? But the whole field that I was looking for to get the rest of my hay, he said, it's overripe. In other words, the grains fell off. He said, there's just a whole lot of stems. Hey, just a whole lot of dryness, just a whole lot of deadness. Hello? I'm just wondering if our fields are overripe, if they've come from the ripening state to the overripe state. I believe there's just a whole lot of coldness and deadness. There's no nourishment there. There's nothing to feed there. There's nothing to be had there. There's nothing of any good there. Amen? Does that, think about it. Am I not talking about the world that we live in today? It's darker and darker. There's nothing satisfied. There's nothing, amen. There's no nourishment there. There's nothing of substance in the world today. It's just all old stems. See, when those stems, when it gets to go, after the grain goes, the stem dies off and it quits feeding that stem and it starts to produce again. And that just dries up and rots away to nothing. I'm just wondering if we haven't missed the mark and that we've got a whole world, praise God, that have wrapped the harvest, but praise God, because of our sleuthfulness, they've died away. I believe we're living in a world today that people's, a whole lot of folks have been turned over to a reprobate mind. I mean, there's so much wickedness now everywhere you look. Even my neighbor, and they're pretty liberal sometimes, some of my neighbors, but they're talking about we went plumb pie sinfulness. Amen. That people are not sinful. They're just wicked. Amen. We was talking about, I said, well, they're not sinful. They're just wicked. They don't care what they do and they don't care who sees it. Amen. It's just been turned over, praise God. But I'm glad, praise God, they still a God of heaven that's able to reap that's ready. It's white, it's ready for the picking, it's ready to be, it's ripe. But praise God, it's time to pick it before it's overripe. Amen. There's a whole lot of people in this world, and listen to me, there's a whole lot of people in this world that's overthinking this thing. Amen. I'll show you why in a few minutes, if the Lord let me go that direction. But there's a lot of people that's overthinking. He said it's so simple a child could do it. Just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be thou saved. Believe on the death, burial, the resurrection, what Jesus did for us, and be saved, praise God. Saved from ourselves, saved from the world, saved from the clutches of the devil and damnation forever. Amen. Glory be to God with a shout, not a pout. Amen. Amen. Excited about what God's doing for us, what He's doing, where He's going to take us to, praise God, in just a little while. It's a winding up. And He said, the harvest is ready. Just need a little bit of harvesting. Glory to God. He said in verse 36, He said, he that reapeth receiveth wages. Amen. He said, you don't even have to do it for nothing. He said, those that reap, praise God, will receive wages. He said, you'll get rewarded for your good, for the good deeds you do for the Lord Jesus Christ, for the effort that we put into being servants of God. Amen. There's a reward someday. Amen. Glory be God. It's just right ahead of us when we do those things for God, reaping for Him. Hey, look over at Daniel chapter 12. Daniel chapter 12. Praise the Lord. Ain't God so good to us? Daniel chapter 12, He tells us about this time of reaping. Now He said, they's coming a dark day in the world. Now I don't know why we think that this thing all of a sudden it's such a surprise. Those of us that's been in this for any time at all realize, praise God, that this thing's been, it's playing out, Brother Bud, just according to this blessed book. Amen. It's more accurate than the day's newspaper. Amen. It's being fulfilled right before eyes. We're seeing it take place. We're seeing it happen today. In Daniel chapter 12, the Bible says, and at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people, or in other words, the nation of Israel. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as was never since there was a nation, even to that time, same time. And at that time, thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written, what? In the book. You say, how did you go to get in? They're going to be saved. Amen. I'm written in the book, praise God. If your name ain't written in the book, you'll not make it to heaven. Amen. And He said in verse 2, said, and many of them that sleep in the dust, earth shall wake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise, now watch this, shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness shall be as the stars forever and ever. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Now watch what he said. He said their time, a harvest time, is a troublesome time. He said there's coming a time, praise God, of great trouble. Amen. And so, he said, such as there never was. Amen. He said there's a time of tribulation coming. The people, we've went through recessions, we've went through, some older folks have went through depression, but that ain't nothing compared to what the world's going to go through in a little while. You say, preacher, we need to get ready for that. Pray God, we need to get ready to go home. We need to get, that's a time of Jacob's troubles. We need to get ready to go to the house, praise God. With a trump and a shout, we're going to go out of here, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. But he said we need to be preparing for those troublesome times. Amen. The harvest is a harvest unto everlasting life. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad. Harvest unto everlasting life. Now, ain't you glad that there's a promise with the harvest? Amen. A harvest of a promise of everlasting life that me and you can have, praise God, by putting our faith and trust in the Lord. But he said he's also a harvest of everlasting contempt. For those that denied and rejected the good God of heaven, he said they'd be part of that harvest. I'm glad I'm going to be a part of that first resurrection. I'm going to be a part of those blood-bought band, praise God, Brother Larry, that's going to go out of here praising and magnifying the precious name of Jesus for saving me by His marvelous grace, put my feet upon a solid foundation, praise God, where I can build upon it and just look to Him, praise God, getting closer and closer every day to home. Amen. Praise the Lord. Somebody said a while back, they said, preacher, I'm not going to have no more birthdays. I said, well, you know the alternative to having birthdays is to die, to get dead. Amen. I said, I thank God for every day He gives me. Not every birthday, but every day. Because that's an opportunity, praise God, for me be His and Him be mine, praise God, and get just a little closer to Him along the way. Amen. So he said that he's a harvest, praise God, from a troublesome time. He said he's a harvest of everlasting life, praise God. And he said he's a harvest for the wise, praise God. And he said the harvest of the wise will make you shine forth. Amen. That's a little light of mine. I'm going to let it shine, praise God. Amen. Because he said that one day it's going to shine, bring the brightness as the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Amen. He said, praise God, those that are part of the reapers, those are part of the harvest, praise God. He said, they're going to be shining forth as a bright light. Well, that stands to reason because he said those that have been born again said there'll be no darkness in us at all. Amen. Because the light shines in. When light comes on, what happens? Darkness has to flee. Amen. It bothers me. It bothers me when you got a whole lot of people that say that they belong to this church, they belong to that church, and they live like the devil every day. There's no light in them. Amen. And if there's no light shining in you, praise God, then you're lost. You're in the dark. You are darkness. Amen. But praise God, when you're saved and you're born again, praise God, there's a light that shines in those that lead men unto righteousness. And I want to point them to the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. He said there's illuminating light inside you that people can see. Amen. Have you let your little light shine lately? Amen. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Praise the Lord. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine in the elevator. Let it shine in the hallways. Let it shine, praise God, wherever you are. Brother Rex, let it shine on the roof. Praise God, wherever we happen to be. Praise the Lord. He said, just let your light shine. Amen. That the righteousness of God might be manifest. Praise the Lord. But you know why we don't do it? Daniel Gill tells us the reason right here in verse 4. He said, but thou, O Daniel, shut up the words of the book and seal the book even to the time of the end. Now here it is. He said, many shall run to and fro. You know why we don't do it? Because we're too busy. Amen. Anytime you mention doing something or doing something for the Lord, first thing people say, well, preacher, I'm so busy. You're too busy. Amen. We're too busy. Amen. You say, well, what do I do about it? Praise God. You either get out of being so busy, take time for the Lord. Praise God. He may lay you up in the hospital, give you time to think about it. Amen. I've talked to several here lately. He said, you know what? The Lord wanted me to do this. Lord wants me to do that. Praise God. And I just kept pushing him back. And praise God, he finally got my attention. Amen. I don't want God to have to get my attention. I want to just show me, praise God, and say, here, Lord, here we go. Amen. Praise God. I want to be on the forefront of doing what God would have me to do. Glory to God. I want to be like my Savior. He said, Father, thy will be done. Amen. Seeking the will of God to finish the work that he's called me to do. Praise the Lord. Getting ready to go home and get my reward. Amen. You say, preacher, you're looking for a reward? Praise God. I'm looking. Yeah, my reward is going to be seeing my Savior. That's the only reward I desire, only payment, praise God, is being in the presence of my Lord and Savior forever and forever. Amen. But he said that we're too busy. You said, well, preacher, if we just had this or had that, we got everything. It amazes me. My grandparents never had nothing. And when we were kids, we never had nothing. Mama had an old wringer washer she had sitting out on the front, on the back porch. Had a hose run off it down over the hill, down over the bank. You had to go fill it up with water. Amen. You turned it on. If you wanted warm water, you had to catch it out of the spigot. Amen. Heat it up on a wood stove. Amen. We had a wood stove in the kitchen. And when you got off bus, if your arm wasn't full of books, you better have an arm full of wood when you got to the house. Amen. We forgot about how good God's been to us. Amen. But he said, we're too busy, praise God. He said, we got all the knowledge. We're like the George Jetsons. You ever watch George Jetson? Amen. They had little old cars, and they flied around, and when it come time, when they got ready to eat, they took this little old capsule thing, and they stuck it in this box, shut the door, hit a button, and poof, there's their meal. Amen. I used to think, man, that'd be cool. Guess what we got? It's called TV dinners. Pop them in the microwave, praise God, and boom, out they come. Amen. They're not the best in the world, but praise God, they'll do in a rush. Amen. That you say, well, preacher, we ain't got time. Well, praise God, God has given us much. He's given us some through our knowledge, through our wisdom. But you know what the problem is, church? We've got too smart for God. We've got so smart that we think we know everything and everybody knows everything and that God don't know nothing. But I want to say, praise God, God knows everything. He knows where we're at. He knows where we need to be. And praise God, he's trying to usher us in, get us close, trying to draw us up to himself so he put his big loving arms around us and pull us up closer than we ever thought he could. But praise God, we push him off, we stiff arm him, and say, well, listen, Lord, I'd like to go with you, but I got one more thing to do. Amen. We're too busy for God. Don't have time. I like what somebody said the other day, praise God, it's good to take time and just to talk to somebody every now and then. Amen. There's a fellow said, you know what? He said, I never thought of just stopping for a minute and just talking to somebody about the Lord could be so refreshing. I said, praise God, that's not only refreshing, it's exciting. Amen. Be able to stop just a minute and just brag on the Lord, lift up His precious holy name. I tell you what, I've been just filled to overflowing this week. I've been just praising God every day. Honest to goodness, I was there yesterday. The phone rung, boom, Lord, is a miracle. Amen. Praise God. So just wanted to share it with you, Pastor. Glory to God. Have a hallelujah running spell. Amen. Had no more got off the phone. Somebody put, boom, phone rung again. Hey, just wanted to tell you, preacher. I said, glory to God. Hey, some of them I got two or three times. Amen. Right? Because they was people got getting blessed. Praise God. God was doing things and people weren't there. You let me tell you what'll fire you up. You want to tell you what'll stir a church? Praise God. When we get to bragging on God. Amen. Get to telling people how good He's been, what He's done for us. Praise God. The prayers that He's answers according to His perfect will. Amen. His way. Glory be to God. But we're too busy. Too busy to praise the Lord. Too busy to... I wonder what happens when God blesses us on purpose, He answers this prayer and that prayer, and we don't even stop to say thank you, Lord. Wonder what He's going to do next time when you lift up something to the Lord. God help us, youngs. We need to be thankful. Amen. Always thankful, always lifting up, praise God, the name of the Lord, thanking Him and praising Him for what He does. But we get to running to and fro, and He said we get so busy, we think we're so smart, that we don't need God, but praise God, we need God more than we ever have before. We need Him in our hearts. We need Him in our homes. We need Him in our churches. We need Him in our families. Amen. Without God, we can't make it. Amen. We will not make it without God. Amen. The devil will tear you up. He'll destroy you. He'll dissuade you in so many different ways. Amen. He'll have you given up before the day's over. But praise God, I'm glad if we'll just realize that the fields are wide already to harvest. These folks out there that just waiting on somebody like you and I pull up alongside them and just tell them how good Jesus is. Tell them what He's done for you. Brag on Him just a little bit as you get an opportunity to do so. Praise God, that the harvest will be brought in. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I don't see the significance in it. Yeah, but you would. Amen. What about your youngins? What about your grand youngins? What about your children? What about your grandchildren? Amen. What about if somebody don't lift them up to the Lord? Somebody don't tell them about Jesus. You say, well, preacher, I've tried to tell them. I've talked to them blue in the face, and they won't listen. Yeah, the Lord talked about that right here over here in verse 44. He said, for Jesus Himself testified that a prophet hath not no honor in his own country. Sometimes a prophet hath no honor in their own house. Amen. You know why? Because our people know who we are and how we are. Amen. They've been with us all our life, but praise God, we ought to be praying, Lord, harvest, amen, would move upon their life, and it's somebody else, somebody would touch them, somebody would give them the gospel, somebody would tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ, somebody go to my children and say, hey, listen, just set your mind on the Lord, forget about the world, forget about the world, forget about what you need, praise God, you need God. Amen. I tell them all the time. It's old news. Amen. It's rehearsed. I mean, I go talk to them. I say, I know what you're going to say. Amen. But I'm going to say it anyway. But what happens if Brother Rex receives them somewhere and he say, listen, I'd like to see you at that church. Well, you need the Lord. You need to, you know, get in there and ask God to help you. Quit trying to make it on your own, praise God, and let the Lord come and be part of your life. Let Him lead and guide you. Seek first King God, His righteousness. What's right in the eyes of God? He'll give you all this other stuff. Yeah. They're running to and fro, and they're seeking, and boy, they're smart. Comes a book work, come to the things of the world, well, they know everything. Yeah. That's the problem. You can't tell them nothing. Amen. Anybody got any like that? Amen. Am I the only one in the world that's got a family that's like that? They know everything about everything. You can't tell them nothing. Amen. Amen. But praise God, you just tell them the truth. Praise God, the Lord Jesus loves you and He's there to help you in every aspect of your life. Would you just let Him? Amen. Tell them that. So just stop. Just stop. Evaluate where you're at and let God help you. You've been doing it all by yourself for a while. How's that working out for you? Amen. You're no better. Stop. Evaluate. See where, and say, Lord God, help me. Number one, Lord, save me. Amen. Come into my heart and forgive me of my sinfulness. My sin, praise God, I've been living in and running in. Allow the devil to take me down that wrong road. And Lord, please help me. Amen. He said the fields are wide already to harvest. Amen. Praise God, we can't let them get overripe. We can't let them go to seed. We've got to lift them up to the Lord, praise God. Amen. We can't be too busy. He said, John said in verse 36, he said, gather fruit unto life eternal. Amen. We need to be gathering up the fruit, lest it spoil. Amen? You got to get it before it spoils. Now, we've got a cantaloupe in the refrigerator. It's about that big. Amen? Now, Teresa's boss works at the farmer's market. Sometimes he brings us those. And they'll have a spot on them or something, a little. And you know, a little squishy spot, and they can't sell them, but he'll bring you that one. It's got the squishy spot, and boy, you can take and peel that thing out and cut that squishy spot out, get rid of it, And boy, the rest of that thing just as sweet. Son, it'll melt in your mouth. I mean, I'm talking about good eating. Amen. Praise God. But he said, you know what? What's happening? Amen. Well, I've got my mouth watered. Amen. We're going to go home and carve that thing. Amen. But what happens is we get the sin, praise God. If we ain't careful, they begin to rot in the field. They begin to rot on the vine, praise God. They begin to get those squishy parts. And if we ain't careful, praise God, they'll start to rot. And if we don't pick them, if we don't pluck them, if we don't reap them at the right time, praise God, they'll go to ruin. Yeah. Amen. They won't be worth nothing. You leave that thing out in the air where at room temperature for 2 days and it won't be fit to eat. Amen. But if you reap that thing, you get it, praise God. It may have a squishy spot in it. It may be a whole lot of our folks that's got squishy spots in them. Amen. They're starting to decay. They're starting to rot, praise God. But if we pull them and we pull them to ourselves, praise God, and we deal with them now, that God deals with them now, praise God, He can preserve them alive.
Amen.
Amen. We don't have to let them go. We don't have to go to ruin. Amen. They can be reaped right now. Praise God. There's always somebody to be reaped. Look at Romans chapter number 1, verse 13. Romans chapter 1, verse 13. Paul says, he said, now I would not have you to be ignorant, brother, that oft times I purposed to come unto you, but was let hitherto. You know what Paul says right there? He said, I wanted to come to you. I wanted to help you. But I was hindered by the devil. Amen. There's a lot of times we want to go and we want to do, we want to help, praise God. But you know what? We're hindered by the devil and this old flesh that we live in. Amen. He says, let hitherto that I might have some fruit among you also, even as among other Gentiles. Paul says, I'm looking for some fruit. And he said, I'm sorry that I was hindered to get to you. Amen. I believe when I see this, I see the Lord is speaking here. Praise God. He said, the fields are white, all ready to harvest. He said, I'm sorry I haven't got to you sooner, but praise God, I'm on my way. Amen. Glory to God. Would to God somebody would be on their way to go witness to our loved ones. Be on their way to go witness, praise God, to those in the schoolhouse and the jailhouse and my house, praise God. For the glory of God. Because the fields are white already to harvest. They're ready to be reaped. Amen. We're at the end of the harvest. Harvest time is going to be over. Amen. The dispensation, the day of grace is here. It's now, praise God. But there'll come a day when it'll be gone, it'll be past, and it'll be too late. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad we've got today. And good Lord willing, we'll have tomorrow, praise God. And we need to be praying every day that good Lord will give us another opportunity, amen, to gather the fruit and the life eternal, amen. He said, they some it sow and they some it reap. That's what Paul said, wasn't it? Amen. Look at 1 Corinthians. Let me just read that to you. 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. 1 Corinthians chapter number 3, verse 6. He said, I have planted and Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planted anything, neither he that watered, but God that giveth the increase. Amen? He's the one that's harvest. It's his harvest. He's the one that gives the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one. But now watch this. And every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. Amen? So what he said, whatever you put into it, the old saying, whatever you put into it is what you're going to get out of it. Well, what are we putting into it? What are you putting into it? Amen? What are we doing for the Lord? Sometimes you get to trying to get somebody to do something for the Lord, and it's like pulling hen's teeth. Well, you know, I ain't got time to do that. Amen? But praise God, right now's the time to get in. What are we waiting for? We're going to run out of time. The days is going to be in. The dispensation of grace is going to be gone, and folks will be deceived and die in their sin. It's now or it's though for proverbial, it's now or never. Amen. Some of our folks don't have much time. You say, preacher, I don't believe that. Well, praise God. The Bible says it's appointed day for a man to die. We've all got an appointment. And after this, a judgment. Praise God. But he said, what are we going to have when we get there? He said, every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. So again, what have we done for the Lord? What have you done for God? You're going to be rewarded for what you did for Him. Amen. After you're saved. What have we done? What are we doing? Praise God. Let me tell you what we're doing. We're pulling together. We're loving each other. Loving the Lord supremely. Praise God. Coming to get fired up, geared up. Praise God. To tell somebody about Jesus. We come to encourage each other. Amen. To lift up the name of the Lord. Praise God. Why? So we can rejoice together. Amen. Rejoicing in the Lord, praise God, over some old sinner that's saved. The Bible said they'll be rejoicing in the presence of angels over one sinner that's saved. Amen? Rejoicing in the presence. They didn't say rejoicing. The angels be rejoicing. He said he'd be rejoicing in the presence of the angels. I believe it's them old saints of God that somebody says, hey, your son got in today. Praise God. Your daughter got saved today. Your mama got saved today. Your daddy got saved today. Papa got saved today. Amen. And all the host of heaven begins to, whoa! Amen. Because see, we're heirs and joint heirs. We're brothers and sisters in Christ. Those over there, praise God, know how to worship God. Those over there, they know how to come together as one, praise God, and praise the God of heaven, because that's they know that. They know who He is. And they know what He's done. Amen. But we have a time of rejoicing. Look at Psalms 126, verse 5. He said, They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. How many tears have we sent? Tears of sorrow, tears of bitter tears, praise God, because of our lost loved ones, because they're lost and they're turned their back on God. They're slipping away. Amen. And we beg God, we cry and beg God to touch them, save them, to draw them back. Amen. Richard, I ain't cried no tears at all. That's probably the problem. So he that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed. What is that precious seed? That's the Word of God. Amen. He that goeth forth and weepeth, realizing the need, bearing precious seed, the Word of God, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing. Amen. He said, come with rejoicing. Amen. What, the fields are white already to harvest, praise God. And he said, when we get in the harvest, we partake in the harvest. He said, praise God, it comes a day of rejoicing in the Lord. Praise God. I'm looking to that day of rejoicing and praise and magnifying God for the souls that He saved. Bless His holy name. Come again with rejoicing. Now watch this, bringing His sheaves with Him. Amen. The harvest, can you just see it? That harvest of converts. Praise God, all those souls that you've wed, all those that you've led to the Lord. Praise God, can you just imagine getting to rejoice and praise God over those souls they give? Because He's allowed you to be a part of the harvest. Did you realize it's a privilege to be a part of the harvest? Amen. A privilege to be able to tell somebody about Jesus. You say, well, preacher, it's so hard. Well, don't make it so hard. Just tell it from your heart, praise God, what Jesus did for you, how He saved you by His marvelous grace, and how you love Him for that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Show people that love that's in your heart, praise God, that you can't get over. Amen. Just show it to them. Bless God. That rejoicing. Amen. Rejoicing over all those that saved that come to when Jesus comes. Amen. Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, or chapter 2. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. Rejoicing. Who are we going to rejoice over? Those that gets born again. Those loved ones, praise God. Those friends, those neighbors, those acquaintances, those co-workers that get saved. Amen. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 19. Well, verse 18 said, wherefore we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again. But now watch this. But Satan hindered us, So here Paul tells again, he said, what's keeping us from being a witness? What's keeping us from going and telling somebody about Jesus? Answer, the devil. The devil is hindering. He don't want you to tell nobody about Jesus. He wants you to keep it to yourself. Keep quiet about it. Don't mention it. Does that sound familiar? Amen. Don't say nothing about Jesus. You can say anything about you want to about the gods, but don't say nothing about Jesus. Don't mention that name. Amen. Praise God. Paul said, Satan hindered us when we was going to come to you. He said, for what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at His coming? Amen. He said, what gives us Satan was hindered. He said, but our hope and our joy, our reward, praise God, is those that's in the fold when Jesus comes. Those that's in His presence. Those that's going to be in His presence when He comes. Praise God. They're going to be with Him when He comes. Amen. He said, that's the praise. That's the reward. He said, the fields are already white to harvest. Praise God. Just looking for somebody, somewhere to tell them about Jesus. Amen. Don't give up. Listen, we've got it made now. Did you know you can witness to somebody, and if you can get their cell phone number, you can text them every day and tell them that you love them and Jesus does too. Amen. I mean, no, I'm saying badger them to death. I'm saying love them. Love them. Let them know that you care about them. Let them know that you're concerned about their souls, that you want to see them saved. He said, because that's our hope and our joy. That's our reward. Our loved ones getting in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ at His coming. Amen. That's the reward we're looking for, that they'll be there. Pray good, because I'm going to be there. Amen. How about you? Amen. Praise God. Brother Billy, I want to be able to look over and see my children, my grandchildren, my loved ones, praise God. They're with me. I want to see my church family, praise God, in the presence of the Lord. He said, the field's white already to harvest. And Paul says in verse 20, he says, for ye are our glory and joy. Amen. He said, those that's white, the field's already white the harvest. He said, you, those that's part of the harvest, praise God, the harvested. I'm glad I'm one of the harvested. Amen. I'm His, praise God. He harvested me. He brought me out. He put people in my life, people, situations, praise God, where I got under a good, solid gospel teaching and instruction so I could hear the truth, praise God, and be saved. And God says, the fields are already white to harvest. So He said, they're all ready. Amen. All those that God has called, all those that God's touching, I praise God, He said, they're all ready to be harvested. Amen. He said, we just need some laborers. He said, the fields are white already. They're white already. He said, they're all ready. We just need some laborers to go in and tell them about Jesus. Tell them about how the Lord loves them. Amen. So that they can be saved, so they can be partakers in the glory. And the joy, the glory in the presence of the Lord, and the joy that we'll have when we get there. Well, I tell you what, it's going to be something. Amen. I can't even imagine what it's going to be like when I get in. Can you imagine those first, Brother Austin, those first few minutes when we get into the presence of the Savior? Boy, it's going to be a time. Because I'm going to say, you know what? He knows all about me. Amen. But praise God, He's going to let me know before long. He knows. He said, I forgive you your sins. He said, I covered your sins with the blood. He said, now let's look and see what you've done for me. How much did you love me? He said, did you love me as much as I love you? Did you do anything? Was you a laborer for the Lord? Did you do anything? Did you do anything, praise God, to lift up my name? Amen. Did you tell anybody about me? Did you tell anybody about how much you loved me? How much, praise God, that I loved you? Did you tell them about how I saved you from a devil's hell? Amen. He said, what about it? Did you do it? He said, we just need laborers. Somebody to tell the gospel story about Jesus and His power, His glory, His majesty, His goodness, His mercy, but most of all about His love, that He loved us.